USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has nominated the woman who was the odds-on favorite to be his Supreme Court choice before his announcement yesterday afternoon.
She is a woman of unparalleled achievement, towering intellect, sterling credentials, and unyielding loyalty to the Constitution, Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
The 48-year-old conservative Barrett would replace veteran liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and in her remarks she said Ginsburg was a woman of enormous talent and consequence. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said in a statement right after Trump's announcement the Senate should not act to fill Ginsburg's vacancy until after the election. Biden also warned Barrett would act to overturn the Affordable Care Act as well as Roe v. Wade. And this is USA Radio News.
Right now, we're all experiencing something that we've never been through before, and one of the big changes is wearing a face cover. Many studies show that face covers work to slow the spread, but the kind you use really matters because not all offer the same protection. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in sizes for adults and children. These are in stock now and shipped to you fast. These multi-use covers are also very affordable at about 30 cents a day. One reason why these are so highly protective is each layer is enhanced with nano silver technology that can aid infiltration, block droplets and tiny particles, and that middle layer is your built-in filter. Boomer Naturals donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. Order today at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. That's promo code WARRADIO20. Boomer Naturals, your source for in-stock face covers.
Around 60,000 people prayed on the National Mall yesterday as part of the 2020 Prayer March led by the Reverend Franklin Graham. He says he organized the rally to try to heal America, saying people are divided amid feelings of fear and uncertainty. Also on hand and addressing the crowd was Vice President Mike Pence. He offered prayers for those who have suffered through or died from the COVID-19 virus. He also wanted to remember those who are on the front lines of fighting it.
Pray for our doctors and nurses and all of those that are bringing America through this challenging time.
Nearly 1,600 firefighters are on the front lines of the battle against the Bobcat fire still burning in California's Angeles National Forest. The blaze has blackened about 114,000 acres, destroyed dozens of homes and buildings, still only 55% contained after it first erupted back on September 6th. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
At least one person is dead and nearly a dozen others injured after a shooting at what authorities call an unauthorized biker bar in Waterloo, Iowa, early Saturday morning. One of those injured is in critical condition. The police chief says the call came in at about 3 a.m. He says there's no threat to the public now. They consider the shooting an isolated event. The teenager who allegedly shot and killed two people during the Jacob Blake protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, is planning to challenge his extradition back to Wisconsin. 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse of Antioch, Illinois, has been charged with first-degree intentional homicide and first-degree reckless homicide. He would be tried as an adult in Wisconsin and would face life in prison if convicted there. Rittenhouse has a court hearing scheduled for the 9th of October. And cleaning out a garage may sound like hard work, but it just scored one guy $500,000. He was going through boxes and he found a small teapot his mother used to display in their home. And it turns out it was from the 18th century. It may have been used in a Chinese palace. The man said his grandfather brought it back to England after fighting in the Second World War. It was expected to sell for about $50,000. But it went for 10 times that at an auction. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.